Next month, Timor-Leste and Australia are set to ratify the maritime treaty that will give the tiny nation the lion's share of royalties from the Timor Sea, including the undeveloped Greater Sunrise Field. In anticipation of that, Timor-Leste is pouring billions of dollars into infrastructure to pipe oil and gas to its south coast to process on shore. But critics say the project is unviable and, if it fails, could bankrupt the nation. Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker has been to Timor-Leste and filed this report.
This is Xanana Gusmão International Airport in Timor-Leste's isolated south. At $120 million, it's bigger and grander than the main airport in Dili. And yet 2 years after it opened, barely one light plane a day lands here. Inside, the terminal is deafeningly silent.
We are still questioning why do we need three airports? Why do we need three international airports?
It's not only the airport that critics question, among them Berta Antonietta at Lal Hamutuk, an NGO that monitors economic development in Timor-Leste. Nearby is a four-lane superhighway that cost $500 million to build. But it's a road to nowhere. After 33 kilometres, it runs out in remote farmland, and two landslides have made the road unusable.
And is this project viable or not? Is the cost actually smaller than the benefit? As a citizen, we need to know.
Timor-Leste plans to spend billions on infrastructure like this to turn its south coast into a petroleum hub. It's determined to pipe oil and gas from the Greater Sunrise Field and build a refinery and LNG plant to process it on shore.
We are set to receive, over the life of the project, at least $28 billion. So is this not a good investment?
Francisco Montero from the state-owned oil company Timor Gap says economic studies prove the project is not only viable, but will underpin economic growth and jobs creation for years to come.
You're talking about 1,500 plus jobs there, something that's going to provide us the revenue for actually sustaining the petroleum fund and keep the country going forward.
But all of this will cost around $16 billion, roughly equal to the amount in Timor-Leste's petroleum fund that pays for health, education and vital government services. Timor Gap is now trying to source loans from foreign banks and investors, including China's Exim Bank. But critics, including Australian analyst James Scambury, believe there'll be very few jobs for local Timorese.
The resources industry is not labour intensive. The government hasn't invested in the kind of skills that they need for, you know, welders, fitters, boilermakers, technicians who work in these facilities. Most of the people who work there will be foreigners.
And there's one other glaring challenge. Marine engineers who surveyed the sea floor near Timor-Leste's south coast say at nearly 3 kilometres, it's so deep and rough that building a pipeline to withstand the pressure is too risky and could fail. This is Anne Barker reporting for AM.